Well, hey there, little kids. Let's play Naris Quest.
What's this thing?
It's a rock. Duh.
Why, delicious candy. You must eat it.
It's a thermal detonator. Oh, fuck, you're screwed.
Boo.
It's a bug. Eat it.
Okay, voices in my head. That's cool. A little weird, though. Hello, confused voices.
We can ask the same thing about you.
I'm a Cyril. Can you see?
Oh my word, you look adorable. What is your name?
Is it good? I don't know anything about the culture of rock candy thermal detonator bugs. Give me something to call you by. Seriously.
We better get this out of the way. Do you have any significant other siblings or clothing of for the opposite gender, a propensity for nosebleeds, or prespondents, or herbivores, fanny girls?
I have significant others and siblings of the opposite gender. If I wear my sash the other way, I'd look more feminine. I don't know what a bunny girl is.
Oh, we are the very latest in marital aids. We'll get anyone hooked up with anyone. Name the person / animal / plant / object of your desire.
Actually, I won't have trouble wooing whoever I liked. Sorry, you can't help there.
What are you doing just sitting there? There's nothing useful.
I'd love to. The government put mandatory vacations in place so we don't work ourselves into being unhealthy. And that's why I'm sitting here. You are in my mail, in a box which seems to have disappeared. That's unusual.
If that was your name then, this world is still receivable, your mail, and, well, it gives us an age of 90 compared to our time scale. But I'm not sure what that means as far as your lifespan is concerned. Interesting. It seems we can gather data on our own.
Your data collection might need some work. I am male, but like I said, I am a Cyril. This world is worse. I'm around a fifth of our usual maximum age. Hooray for genetic assistance.
Just call us scum, because that's what we are. Look out the window. We want to see what kind of place you're at.
How's that? I'm not a lot to look at, but that's how it goes.
Yeah, we can see. Saw a third person, though. Right now we're seeing you and us from the corner of your ceiling. Kinda up and to the left. It might change, though. Oh, and if you will, you can show us stuff purposefully.
Okay then.
Alright, we found a window. Now throw us away and never look back.
It's not that kind of window.
Something to perform science upon.
Going back to you, I think I know just the person who can help me do that. I don't think C is busy right now. Wanna go have science performed on you?
I don't throw us in one to break. Also we give good advice and bad. Make you call what to do, of course.
I can make decisions. I'll just do my own thing if you don't say anything. Right now I'm thinking on Sue's house for science. I'm putting you in one of my pockets with the rest of my stuff.
Actually, I won't have trouble wooing whoever I liked. Mind control powers.
It's nothing like that. Destin is the one with the mind control powers. It's like a hyperdimensional thing. We're real tight. Got this whole symbiotic relations thing going on. I take you to it. But it's more the type to find, not be found. Nah, we just don't have trouble finding mates. We can ask anyone of our species, and as long as they have something better to do, they'll accept. We don't really have a lifelong partners like some cultures on other planets. Some people are also into the whole interspecies romance scene. Well, that's not my thing.
Whoa! Got a lot of pockets. You keep any monsters in those pockets?
Monsters? No. We generally use pockets for non-living things.
Stop right there, criminal scum! That is stolen property!
You weren't stolen by me, so even if you were stolen, I think I'm okay.
Let's go ahead and get some science.
Run, slash fly, slash slither your asses over there. Here we are. I wonder if she's home. I'm sure there's some nuances with how things translate to whatever format you understand me in. I'm using a suffix that says the person is in hermaphrodite.
Did you just change color?
Good, you noticed. We can do that. The unaltered color is gunmetal gray, sort of turquoisey. If we die, we start turning gray. The Anneals can do it too, but their unaltered color is off-white, very light purple.
Well, ring the doorbell, stupid.
Doorbell? What? Hey, cool, she's home. Hey, Norris, are you well?
I am. Are you well?
Yeah, indeed. What brings you here? This is fucked up. I did it wrong. God damn it. Fuck you. Fuck you, Toastline. Fuck you. This is the end. I hate you. Using the wrong fucking voices for stupid conversations like a big nigga. Big nigga dick. Fucking Norris won't even show his big black booty anyway. Stupid baby quest for babies. Dead. God damn it.
You fucking baby quest.
Norris, we pushy bitch anyway.
Hey, Norris, are you well?
I am. Are you well?
Yes, indeed. What brings you here?
This.
What is it? Oh, hey, did you come here to ask me that?
She has told me that she can't read minds, and it's just the native authentic sense. Must just be good at figuring things out. You got it. It has telepathic voices and can see from outside viewpoints.
Like this?
She takes the thing. Are you sure they're a different species from you? It looks like you both extra bits and glasses taped on. We're bigger, rounder, can breathe through our skin and wings. Wait, Cirrus don't even have six limbs with two digits each, have a single brain, and our eye markings have more individual and sexual variation. I am wearing goggles and clothing to protect myself from stray sparks and things. Need any more help?
Oh, not like Dessen. Let's see then.
I think I have some stuff here. Here are detected recalibrating visual processes. You're not all being extremely chill about having voices in your head. What's up with that? We don't have telepaths. And he was like me to have a sense for the current feelings of nearby Cirrus and Anneals. It doesn't work with many other species. Dessen is a telepathic creature from another space. It doesn't use words. We simply perceive what it wants to convey. With you, I can hear synthesized voices.
How many brains does Norris have? Make with the research!
Norris has three brains. One is for motion, one is for sensory input, and one is for cognition and memory. Don't be so impatient. You're on the cross-section scanner now. Okay, I'm pretty confident it's hyper-dimensional. Wait, that's the fucking bitch talking. I fucking goddamn did it again.
I hate you, Norris. I hate you, Toastline, you big booty bitches.
Big booty bitches, baby.
Now there's birds everywhere. Everything's going wrong. You're all babies.
I hate you. You're all babies. Wah.
You're weird. Is this your nose? It's cute. You're a funny, nervous alien. I bet you have tons of big booty bitches from your planet. Fucking the end. I don't give a shit. I'm just gonna make loud whooping noises for the next 11 minutes.
Whoop, 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 whoop.